Hello everyone, my name is Emmanuel Eloa and you're listening to the Walkthrough Podcast. This is a platform where we talk about everything ranging from starting up your own business and growing your business online. So if you're a freelancer, entrepreneur or a business owner looking to grow your business this year, then you're on the right page. So hello everyone, welcome back to the series How to Start Up Your Own Freelance Business. And today we'll be going to be looking at defining your goals. How do you define your goals? And when I talk about defining goals, what do I mean? So defining your goals is actually like self-explanatory, like over a long period of time. Maybe if you're one who goes or attends webinars and all that, you actually hear people talk a whole lot about goals and objectives and how to, you know, achieve them. But here in freelancing, you know, the freelance business, it's almost the same thing. Okay, so there are different points I'd like to, you know, talk about. And before I go into it, let me talk a little bit about myself. So starting up as a freelance web designer, actually I went full-time into freelancing as of last year, 2020. So I made plans, hey, at the end of the month I want to work with this, I want to work with that, and blah 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 blah. But what I would like to point out is most of my plans were not I didn't actually achieve most of these plans. Why? Because most of these goals were unrealistic. Okay, so I'm actually using myself as an example. Okay, so I believe that a lot of people can learn from my mistakes and actually try to, you know, do better and, you know, work on themselves. So let's say you're a freelance writer, designer, graphic designer, web designer, photographer, you know, there's a whole lot of things or areas you can be in when you're freelancing. Okay, so now you have to set a goal for yourself. It's very important that you set a goal for yourself so you'd know what you can actually term success. Okay, what you can actually term success. Okay, you can say, oh, you take this from your book, okay, I achieved this and it's been a success, you know, it's been a lovely ride and I finally achieved this goal. So it's important that you put these things down. Now, number one, I'm going to say that you have to be specific about what you want. Okay, so being specific means like, don't just make a random goal and say, oh, by the end of the month, I want to work with clients. Okay, be specific about what you want. Do you want to work with, two clients, three clients, and five, you know, at the end of the month? So you have to be specific about what you want and say, okay, at the end of the month, you look at it and say, okay, I think I worked with one this month, I worked with one this month, and I think I can do better next month. Okay, so that's the important thing about working on your goals. You look at the goals at the end of the month, you have a stock taking. Let's use that word, a stock taking, and look at what didn't work well last month and try to fix that. Okay, try to work more to fix that. Now, being specific, we're still talking about being specific. You need to work on yourself. You need to work on yourself because in terms of like trying to achieve these things, you are putting a whole lot of effort to make sure you achieve these goals. And when you're focused, I was actually looking for a particular word, you know, to to use, you know, for this thing. So sorry about that. So now your goal might be, I want to have a freelance business, and you define that you want to work with five clients. That's how specific you can be. and it will help you a whole lot rather than just say just doing random stuff and just saying I just want to work with clients, I want money. Who doesn't want money? Everyone wants money, okay? But you have have it at the back of your mind that you need a goal. Okay, so over to the next one. Make sure it's measurable. Now, what is a goal if you can't measure it? If you can't measure it, you can't actually term it a goal. So you can like let's say I want to create content for my blog. Now, just like me, I have a blog on my website where I share contents about website design, you know, freelancing and all that. And I'll actually be putting in stuffs like a post per month. That's the kind of goal I have for it. So now you might want to say, okay, I want to have regular content on my website, maybe once a week and all that. That's if you can keep up with that. So when you have this set out, you have like a yardstick to measure yourself. You can say, okay, this month I've not been able to achieve this because of this and that. I'll work on it next month, okay? So it's important that whatever you see, whatever mistake you're making in your business, you try to rectify that mistake, because you never can tell what wrecks businesses these days, because just the little thing that you take for granted can just wreck your business and just, you know, render. It might be fun, you know, at first. It might be fun at first. Hey, I'm a web designer, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It's so cool and all that. But when you take it as a business, you know, whenever it comes to business, it turns into something serious, you know, something serious. And for me, I'm an Igbo guy, so money is actually, you know, whenever you hear he's an Igbo man, he's a that, money is actually everything. So whenever it comes to business, you don't actually joke about it. So you have to make sure that you're measuring your goal. You can measure your goal. You can say, okay, I've actually done this. I've created 2 websites this month, and this is the turnout, this is the turnover, this is my profit for this month. Okay, so the next point I'll actually make is that you should make sure that your goal is your goal is attainable or realistic. Let's use the word realistic. Yes, so forgive me for always looking for words, because I'm just always trying to look for a way to make it like a little bit simpler and not just use, you know, big words and all that. I just want this to flow. Okay, so try to make it attainable or realistic. Okay, so you see a whole lot of people talking about, like, I've seen ads on Facebook, you know, when they talk about, oh, I'm going to teach you how to do web design, and they do this kind of calculations for you and be like, multiply 10 times 100,000, which means 10 websites times 100,000, look at what you're going to get in a month. Now, the thing there is that most of these people are in there for the money. They don't actually want to know if you actually gained the knowledge or stuff like that. You get, so they don't want to know if you learn or gain the knowledge. They are just after your money. Okay, pay 1,000 naira for my course and other, and they do this. They bring out the, you know, the monetary aspect, and you know, like I explained, the 10 times 100,000. 100,000 naira, which is about like the basic pricing you can talk about for web design in these days. So when you talk about 100,000, they don't just actually tell you, look, it's not realistic to work on 10 websites unless you're working as an agency, which means you have a team you're working with. That means things are going to be a lot easier. You can take up a whole lot of, you know, projects without, you know, burning out and all that. But the thing there is, as a single operator, you are working on websites on your own. It's not as if you're like going to, you know, give the work to someone else and say, please help me do this, please help me do that. Now, typically it takes the platform WordPress, the content management system WordPress, it takes up to, let's say, roughly a week to 2 weeks, depending on the kind of project you're working on, a week to 2 weeks to complete, you know, a website, you know, fully edited, reviewed, and it has been deployed on the web and people can access it. Now it takes a week to 2 weeks for one project. Now, you agree with me, we have 4 weeks in a month. 4 weeks in a month means, on the average, you're working with just 2 clients in a month. So there's no need of like trying to say, oh, in this month I'm going to work with 10 clients. That's my goal. Now, if you have this type of mentality, you're going to fail, because you're going to continually fail in reaching your goals, because working with 10 clients in a month, I mean, you need to tell me how you're going to do that, because whatever you're doing, you're going to do it well. You have to be meticulous about what you're doing, okay? Because there's a whole lot of people that can fault you. Hey, this thing didn't work out, this thing didn't work out, and you need to fix that, okay? So sometimes you can custom code stuff for your client, okay? So these things take time. It's not just like magic snap of your fingers and already the genie has done something to, you know, bring your dreams to pass and all that. So you need to be realistic about what you're doing. Okay, you set a goal and say, okay, this month I want to work with two clients only, or probably your goal that month might be one. Okay, if you work with one client at 100,000 naira, it's actually nice given the situation of things. And you also agree with me that not many people get 100,000 naira in a month. 100,000 naira in a month, it's something like they get something of like 30,000, 35,000 doing a 9-to-5 kind of job. Okay, so your goals have to be realistic. I can't stress this enough. It has to be realistic. Now, I think another thing I would say, lastly, before I call it, I would actually say I'll call it a day, but the last point I would like to make is, you need to have a time frame, okay? Your goal needs to be in a particular kind of time frame, and your goals need to be time bound. Yeah, that's a good way of saying that. It needs to be time bound. So, you know, your goals work best when you have a deadline and say, just like everything I've been using as an illustration on this, end of the month, 6 months, 2 months time, you know, that kind of stuff. So whatever, when you create a deadline, you're going to stick to it. You're going to do everything humanly possible to make sure that you achieve that goal. You get? So, but when you have a goal that is not time bound, that is like, I'm just going to work with two clients. When you say I'm just going to work with two clients, it's just like, you don't just stress yourself to work towards it or something like that. You, because you have no deadline, you have nothing. So you're not stressed at all. So you're not going to work towards it. And it doesn't feel like it's a goal when there's no, you know, time frame or deadline imposed on this. So just like your projects, you need to put a deadline for yourself. I want to achieve this in so time. And all the things we're talking about is just short term. We've not even talked about like the long term stuff. So examples, I'm thinking of examples I can give you. Like, you know, Amanda Cross and Elizabeth McCravey. These are the people I listen to the podcast and they go to their blogs, you know, to learn a whole lot of stuff. Because these people are people who, you know, made it in their niche, okay? In their niche, like Elizabeth McCravey is a web designer and She's also a podcaster, okay? She's good at helping businesses, you know, scale and all that. So she has a whole lot of informative stuff. You can check her out on Instagram, okay? So now, examples I can use, they call it smart goals. They call it smart goals for freelancers, okay? So I can say, okay, now one of the examples I can use is I'm going to create 12 1,000 word articles for my freelance website. Now, when you look at it, it means that you want to invest in content marketing as a freelancer, and you look at it and say, okay, this goal can be achieved within a quarter. Yeah. So now, in terms of being specific, you are having a particular number of posts you want to put out at a particular number of time. Let's, like, just in the example that we just gave now, we said in this quarter, okay? So you have 12 posts. That's being specific, okay? So the goal is specific. 12 1,000 word articles for your website is specific. Now, being measurable, it means by the end of the quarter, you will have 12 1,000 word articles. Now, in terms of having a time frame, we limited the goal to being, you know, at the end of the quarter, the deadline to be at the end of the quarter. So at the end of the quarter, you're going to look and evaluate yourself and say, did I reach this goal? Did I reach this goal or not? Now, let me go to, for an example, another example, let me go towards, you know, the web design angle. Let us say, I'm going to reach out to 20 marketing companies and offer my freelance web design services to them. Now, it means I'm going to be pitching to 20 marketing companies to offer my freelance web design services this month, in a month, okay. So now, in terms of being specific, I picked 20 marketing companies, and the services I'm offering is my web design services, okay? So now our goal is specific. Now, it is also measurable because I said this month. So by the end of the month, I should be able to evaluate myself and say, did I reach this goal? Have I been able to achieve this at the end of this month? And it's attainable, let us assume it's attainable, because it's more of like you're going through this stuff and you're actually going to pitch to them, okay? We can assume that it's achievable, is realistic in a way, because you can say, okay, you can break it down and say, I'm going to talk to about 5 companies per week. It's 4 weeks, 5 companies, yeah, 20. So 5 companies per week. Now you're going to see that it's attainable, it's realistic, you can reach that. So now, also, we also set a parameter and said within the month, okay, this month. When we say this month, it means at the end of the month, we should also be able to evaluate ourselves and say, oh, we've achieved this, okay? So that's there for the examples, and I want to believe that you are understanding what I'm saying, okay? You are flowing with me. So we talk about, you know, having, what's it called, long-term plans. You can also have long-term plans, there's nothing bad about it. You know, you have questions like, where do I see myself in 5 years time? You know, they're all common, you know, but the truth is that we don't usually think that far in advance. Let me say the truth, because whenever you think about it, the people who have like long-term plans, you know, kind of, I want to do this, I want to do that, build a house, do stuff, you know, but we don't actually think that far, because most of our goals are achieved in way less time, you know, like five years. So it's crucial to know, like, in general sense, where you want to be. The long-term plans can even stop you from even seeing current opportunities that you even need to achieve. Okay, so I think the best way to go is short-term plans, and make sure you achieve it. Okay, and by what I just said, now thinking about it, by what I just said, I didn't in any way mean that you shouldn't have a long-term plan. It's important you have a long-term plan, but all I'm saying is that short-term plans are the way to go. You know, you need to have your goals set up. Okay, so we've come to the end of this particular episode, and I sincerely hope, like, you enjoy it. I'm also thinking and brainstorming on different ways of making this interesting, making it, you know, fun and lovely. So I would also like to beg our people, in special English, will say I beg. Now I would like to beg for your feedback. I want to hear from you. If you're just listening to this, I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think. I want you to subscribe. If this is your first time listening to the Walk Through Podcast, I want you to subscribe, because there's a whole lot for you. And also, after the series, I'll be doing something for the entrepreneurs and business owners. Okay, so it's not just like streamlined down for the freelancers. We also have stuff for the business owners as well. So do well to subscribe, and don't forget to share. I mean, there's love in sharing. You should. So if you found this informative, please share. It will do me a whole lot of good. Okay, so help a young guy scale up. Okay, now did I say anything about comments? Yeah, so leave your comments below, and I'll be replying each and every one of you. Thank you for listening.